Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. We thank you once again for joining my sister, my friend, on another Monday night. Today is June the 1st, 2015, and we thank you for joining us tonight. I hope that you can hear me. It looks like that I'm having a problem. Beverly, can you hear me? Hello? Good evening, good evening, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you once again for joining my sister, my friend, on our weekly radio show, my Blog Talk Radio. Thank you again for coming on tonight, June the 1st. We're in the second half of, starting the second half of the year almost. So thank you again. I want to tell you that we are an internet show here to help uplift, encourage, provide resources to our women. We want to give women a place to voice their comments, opinions, and concerns in a godly arena. We want to keep them informed of worldly events and community events hosted by various sister ministries. We want to help and talk about issues that women face daily, providing clear understanding and concern for one another. Tonight, we're just going to have a little brief conversation on the tales of the show that we had last week with Wanda McKinley, who was talking about domestic violence that she had been involved in. And we also want to introduce our host tonight, Ms. Beverly Veasley. Say hello, Beverly.
Hello. Hello, everyone. I hope everyone is listening and will call in and give their opinions.
All right. Tonight, we would ask you to call in and talk to us at 310-982-4126, our listening audience, and let us know what is going on in your mind about domestic violence, if you've been a part of it or if you have, you know, someone that has been a part of it that has came through, if you yourself has been involved in domestic violence and want to share and let our sisters know that they can come through it as well as you did, that through the grace of God, you were delivered from that situation. Feel free to call us tonight and talk to us a little bit about your domestic dispute. I wanted to give you some information just to open up the show about the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. They are a entity that helps with women. This has worked since 1978 to make every home a safe home. The NCADV works to raise awareness about domestic violence, to educate and to create programming and technical assistance to assist public in addressing the issues and to support those impacted by domestic violence. So, Beverly, do you want to share a little bit before we go a little further about anybody you know or any people you've been in contact with that had to deal with this situation?
Well, I was just talking to a young lady that I'm still trying to stay in touch with. She was involved in a domestic violence situation for a few years, I think. She's having some other issues right now, so I'm trying to stay in touch with her. But when you try and understand domestic violence, you have to go back and look at the parents of someone who, the one who's a victim and the one who does the abusing. A lot of times we find that domestic violence can be male as well as female. And sometimes we have to look at the women in the houses that are raising these boys. Sometimes the women are angry, alone, and going through a whole bunch of emotional as well as financial situations. And sometimes the mothers are the abusers. And sometimes that abuse comes from the mother because she was abused by the father or abandoned by the father, and she is incapable of handling her emotional problems, so she takes it out on the children. The other side can be the son who watched the father beat his mother, and the mother just tolerated it. And then the father left, and the son blames the mother for the father leaving and blames her for causing the father to act that way. So when we look at domestic violence, we just can't look at it as a man beating a woman because he has the emotional issues. Sometimes it's generational, and sometimes you find young men who really weren't exhibiting any signs of being battered until they get into a domestic situation themselves where they are in the home with the woman, and they remember the way their dad handled the woman or the way dad handled the situation, and so he starts to mimic his father. And then again, there's the woman who does the domestic violence, and she's the abuser. She may abuse her children, and she may abuse her husband. Oftentimes, we think that just men are the ones who do domestic violence. There are a lot of women who do it as well. So when we look at domestic violence, we have to look at the family members, because a lot of these young boys lived with women, and we kind of wonder what they were taught inside the home that makes them so angry that they come out and take all their abuse on women, and some of them just get to the point where they just don't like women except to use them. So I just wanted people to understand that domestic violence isn't always men on women. It can be women on men, because a lot of women go through situations where they're abused, mistreated by their fathers or other men in their homes. And so they take out their anger sometimes on their sons. So we have to just look at the whole situation, and then sometimes they take it out on their husbands. You see situations, and they don't advertise them as often as they do men on women, but there are situations where women are the attackers. They're the ruler of the house, and everybody kind of cows down to the mother. So we have to look at domestic violence. Is there a lot of partners when it comes to domestic violence? So it can be generational, but it can also be and when I say generational, I mean a learned behavior. Because people just don't come out wanting to hurt someone that they say that they love.
Okay, wonderful synopsis. Well, I was just looking at the statistics here, and to let you know that on average, nearly 20 people per minute are physically abused by an intimate partner in the United States. During 1 year, this equates to more than 10 million women and men. So that's saying to us that men are abused also, and we just can't take it upon ourselves to think that it's just women that are being abused, because men are being abused also, and they are just accepting it and taking it as a norm. And as Beverly was saying, that sometimes the women are more aggressive than the men, and sometimes they tend to take out their abuse on their spouse or for what they're going through. If they had a bad day, or if somebody said something to them, rubbed them wrong, or if they just have conditions, a lot of time it's some can be mental illnesses that we go through that would cause us to abuse our intimate partner, such as You know, our hormones can be off, or we could be imbalanced with the chemicals in our brains. We can have that thing now that they call bipolar, which that's a whole other subject to me, because I don't think bipolar is it's not controllable, okay? But that's just something else that I would have to talk to you about at a later date. It's a whole new subject, but they get an excuse. Bipolar is an excuse to me, but anyway, and you know, just sometimes we just don't have enough Jesus. That's the way I'm going to put that right now, because I think that if we were more in tune with ourselves as women, we could prevent or control a whole lot of these issues that we go through with this domestic violence thing. Because sometimes that you know, we say stuff that we could just control by keeping it to ourselves. Some things are better left unsaid, you know. Then that will not bring the wrath of the partner against the other partner. You know, mouthing off and just, you know, just saying stuff unnecessarily to hurt them or to get back at them about something they said. Sometimes we just need to close our mouths, really, and just let God work the thing out. Because if you know that you're in an abusive relationship, if you know that if you're going to open your mouth and say something, you're going to get beat. Why are you going to say it? That's
some domestic relationships, just not saying anything doesn't stop the man from hitting you. You can get hit because you don't say nothing. You know, saying, you know, you get small mouth, and that may precipitate him doing something. Sometimes your refusal to say anything can use any reason to pop off at you. You know, you can be talking. Well, you know, if you know you're in that situation, you don't generally talk smart to them anyway. But if you're that kind of female where you do talk smart to them, then you decide, okay, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to just do what I'm supposed to do and not open my smart mouth. You know, then, oh, you ain't got nothing to say today. You know, he'll go off like that on you. You know, like, okay, well, no, I'm being quiet. I'm going to do what you say or do, and I'm going to, you know, maybe give you more respect, and I'm going to, you know, then he'll find another reason. So if he's going to be an abuser, he's going to be an abuser.
Okay, you have a point there. And then another thing that I was thinking about also, too, to add to that you said about the children that grow up in abusive homes, grow up maybe to be abusers themselves. I believe that is actually true. I believe that they had to get it from somewhere. I believe that they've seen this from time and time again, and they think that's a norm. You know, you're supposed to be the woman. Are you supposed to have total control over a woman? And if she don't do right, you're supposed to whoop her like she's your child. I mean, I believe that. I wasn't raised in an abusive home, because I didn't have a male figure or a dominant male in my life as I grew up. But I heard stories, you know, and I heard about how males grew up in homes and they turned out to be abusers because they seen their father abuse their mother and she didn't do anything about it. She didn't leave. And so they thought that was just right, you know?
Yeah.
And I could never understand it. I guess that's because I wasn't reared in a situation like that. But those are things that happen, you know, to these young men. And I wish that we had more male mentors to get that word out to the males that see that or they came up in that, and to let them know that's not the norm.
No.
You know, that's not what you do to a woman. A woman is supposed to be held in utmost respect, protected, and loved. But, you know, if they don't know that, and they don't feel it, or they don't decide to portray that after they're grown or grown up, well, what are they supposed to do? You know, how are they supposed to understand, you know, without some other man that has been grooming them and telling them and mentoring to them on how to treat a woman? And the same goes for females also that abuse males. You know, some women are just abusers. You know, they don't know anything else because of the way they were raised, you know. So it's a lot of stories, horror stories out here that go on that we know nothing about, but that can be prevented. You know, that if someone would come along and talk to our young ladies and our young men about, you know, the rights and the wrongs, the do's and the don'ts about abuse, I think we would be all, you know, better off if we were taught how to love and to treat each other as we grow up. But what can you do when nobody wants to learn?
Yeah, that's true. That's really true.
You have to
understand what relationships are about. And because you're in a relationship with someone, it doesn't give the woman or the man the right to tell that person how they can and can't live their life. They're still the human being. They may be your spouse, you know, your wife, or maybe your girlfriend or whatever, but you don't have the right at any time to totally dominate a person. Just tell them what they can and can't do, how they can and can't dress, and where they can and can't go, and just totally take over that person's life. It doesn't, the relationship doesn't call for that. You can't do that in a relationship. And I think a lot of our young people don't understand what a relationship is. They see what they see at home and maybe on television, but they don't understand that it requires work to maintain a relationship, and that there is a point of give and take, and you do have to make sacrifices to be in a relationship. You can't always have your way in the relationship, and no one person should be totally in charge of everything, the whole relationship, because then it becomes lopsided. It's not you and me now, it's just you. And usually that's what the person in the abusive relationship, they want to control everything, be in charge of everything, and it's no longer a relationship. You know, it's taken on something else, because now you're abandoned from, most times they take the victim and he or she can't associate with their friends, they don't associate with their families, you know, they're stressed all the time. And so that person just takes that person's rights away from them. And so that's not a relationship. A relationship is when two people come together and they learn to understand the ups and downs of that person's personality. But when you just want to take over a person's life, that's not a relationship. And the young ladies and the young men that get into these things have to realize that a person that says that they care about you only wants the best for you is not going to do anything to hurt you. Love doesn't hurt another person. So I think we need to educate our young people that if your mom did it, if she wasn't sick, mom was stressed, and so that was the only way that she knew to relieve stress at that time, but it didn't make it right. And so I think we need to start educating our young people that domestic violence of any kind isn't good. You can't just take over a person's life. And these young women, they get in these relationships, and I think they feel like they just got to be in that relationship with that man. Once you see he's starting to hit you and dominate you, it's time to go. There's no room for discussion. It's just time to go. We can talk later, but you've got to start leaving. That's what I don't understand. Now we talk about domestic violence. We used to talk about it, and these young ladies won't listen.
Yeah, and they always make excuses for the abuser. Oh, they just had a bad day, or I brought that on myself, or I said something I wasn't supposed to say, or I didn't clean up like he wanted me to, or I didn't cook dinner like he told me to.
But you're not a child, you're an adult. Yeah.
Right. And you both have a say so in the relationship. And if you don't do something, you know, you ought to be able to talk about it and, you know, console each other about it without being visibly abusive or hitting or cussing and or talking bad to one another, you know, because there is a mental abuse, you know, ignoring somebody or treating them really cold-shouldered or just, you know, doing different stuff that you know they don't like. That's mental abuse also. If you don't do what I want you to do, I'm going to start treating you like this. You know, you don't have to hit them. You can mentally abuse them instead of physically abuse them, you know, or I'm not going to give you enough money to do what you want to do or what needs to be done because you may be mad. So that's abuse, you know, and you know that it's going to be beneficial to both of you. So there are lots of ways that we abuse each other. In the domestic violence case, because sometimes it's not hitting, it's not physical, it's emotional, you know, verbal. I cuss you to no end. That's verbal. I call you all kind of different names and tell you that you're not worth anything and don't nobody want you, or I'm not going, you know, you ain't this and you ain't that. And make the person feel so small and so little that, you know, they just verbally abuse, you know. Keep doing stuff that hurt the person time and time again. That's mental abuse. It's verbal abuse, you know, emotional abuse. When you talk about them so bad, you bring them down to the lowest, you know, where they feel like they're just not worth anything. You know, you take their self-esteem back, tell them that don't nobody want you. That's abuse.
But why would you want to do that to anybody for any reason? Why would another person feel the need to hurt somebody to the core like that? What would you get out of that? What do you gain from that?
I don't know. I guess it's dominance, you know, that you feel like you're so dominant. But, you know, you on top, and that's the kind of personality you have, but that's not love.
No,
if you
really
you
hurt yourself,
me,
you're not really helping yourself at all, because to build that person up and to encourage him to be all that you can be, and I'm standing behind you, and we're gonna walk this world together, and sink or swim, we're gonna do this. That gives more to the relationships than me just trying to dominate you and tell you what we're good. We're not happy in here. Why should we both be unhappy? You're not really getting anything. I mean,
right. And there's no happy outcome to that, because somebody's going to feel intimidated, left out, unloved, mistreated, abused, neglected, you know. And how are you going to make a happy relationship with all of that going on, you know?
But the abuser can't get anything out of it either.
Right.
I mean,
so
he can't
how you gonna make somebody love
it.
You like that, right?
Yeah.
If you're gonna try to make somebody love you by treating you like that, that's not love. That, you know, you can't tell me you love me and then you treat me like that. I don't understand that, and I don't understand women who don't understand that. I mean,
I don't know, that
might not be for me to understand. But the thing about if
you're
gonna hurt me.
You want to hurt me, and then you want to tell me that
you love me.
Well,
you're sorry every time.
About it, and it was because you were stressed. Well, then you should have came home, went to bed, went to sleep, say, "Hey, you know, why does that have to do with me?
Right? Why are you gonna take it out on me?
Yeah,
right." you can't, you know, you just can't take stuff like that out on your significant other, the person that you say you love. Okay, you had a bad day. Well, if you don't want to talk about it, you don't want to discuss it, go to bed. Don't beat me up. Don't talk bad to me. Don't cuss me out. Don't make me feel like I'm the culprit. I'm the one that did something to you. You know, just let me be.
The other one is that, well, not that you're the one that did it, but because they can't tell that other person, they just you're the next person.
Right.
He can't go tell him what he thinks, so you're gonna be responsible for it.
But and then it's another thing to me. I really feel like a man who will hit a woman, who will verbally abuse her or mentally abuse her, is not much of a man, because if they know the love that they're supposed to portray and the love that God has for them, to tell them that they are supposed to love their other like he loves us, then it's something missing in that too. You know, I believe that a man should have the love instinct. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I would think
He would think that he would have the love instinct regardless of what he's seen, what he's been through, what he has been portrayed, that eventually, you know, you even if you haven't been taught, even if you don't know that it's some kind of godly love instinct in you, you know.
Well, I don't know. I've watched some of these. I was trying to understand some of that human trafficking, and I started watching this one show. Talks about lockup, and when you listen to some of the things that some of these young men say, some of them are in domestic violence and different other things. And it was one couple on the other night, they were from gangs. And the problem was that a lot of these boys didn't have any love at home. Sometimes the mother was there, but they didn't get any love. And some of them... like these two guys were in gangs, and so a lot of what they may have been taught at home, they dismissed that and went with what the gang said until they were in their 30s, almost 40s, and getting ready to go to prison for life. They found out that the gang really wasn't their friend. So a lot of these boys, when you listen at these boys that have gone to jail for domestic violence, for drugs, they're missing something. A lot of them didn't talk about having really good family lives. They didn't talk about having strong ties with their parents. Some of them did, but not a lot of them. And a lot of them didn't talk about fathers being at home. So some of this, it seems like some of these young men that are in this domestic violence situation with girls don't know how to love. I think it's more of a sexual feeling than it is a loving feeling.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense to me, because that's all they know. All they know is sex. So that's what their love is. If I can't have good sex, I can't live. Okay.
Right.
And that's really kind of sick. That's kind of sick. But if they don't know it and they haven't been taught anything, well, what can we do?
No.
But I wanted to go ahead and give out some information on the hotlines if you are involved in domestic violence, because we're rounding down our show. I wanted to let you know that there is a number that you can call to get some help or get some information or just talk to somebody about it. If you're in immediate danger, you call 911. You can go to the domestic violence programs in your area or call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233, and they can offer you a safe haven. They can tell you about where you can go in your community to find help. There are shelters that you can that can be provided for you. You do not have to stay in domestic violence situations. Ladies, he does not love you if he'll beat you. He does not love you if he'll constantly criticize you, put you down, cuss you out, talk bad about you, take your self-esteem away. I want to leave this with you. You are better than all of that. You don't have to be abused. You don't have to be hurt. You don't have to walk around and wondering what's going on with them. Leave it. Walk out on it. God will refresh you. He will restore you. He will replenish you of anything that you need, because he didn't give you no common sense. You have some common sense, and you know God loves you, and I want to leave that with you. Bev, do you have something to leave with the ladies tonight? We're about to pray and close out.
Well, I just want to tell them to pray and always ask someone else to at least listen to you and so you can get it off your conscience, you know, when you're in pain. But just pray and find someone to talk to. It's really good to talk it out.
Amen. So would you close us out with that?
Father God, we can come to you thanking you for allowing us one more time on this Blog Talk Show. We hope that something was said tonight to encourage one woman to stand up and walk out. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. And we ask you to touch all the men and women that are on all the prayer requests today, Lord. And we ask that you touch and heal and deliver. And we ask that we ask for your love and your kindness and your mercy today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, listeners. Thank you for listening. Join us on tomorrow night for another fantastic show. We might have a surprise for you. On Wednesday night, we have Linda Jordan Ministries. The Elder Jordan will be praying at 9:30 to 10:30. Join her if you need prayer. On Friday night, we have Street Talk. We ages 18 to 35, talking about what's going on in on our streets today and with our young people. So join us. We want you to join us on Saturday morning for Minister Lewis at Free on the Inside from 8 to 9 a.m. And on Sundays, we do have spiritual recordings that you can join in and listen to. God bless each of you. We love you. Thank you, Belle, for the opportunity to bring Blog Talk. And thank you for joining me tonight in this conversation on domestic violence. God
bless you. All right, have a good one.
All right, we'll talk later. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.